Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Oh, man. The president is officially losing it, man. People are just like, no one's dealing with this nonsense anymore, it seems like. He was talking to reporters yesterday and had a little exchange with one of the CNN. By the way, you're listening to Hot 96.9. This is the Get Up Crew. Hello, good morning. I'm Ramiro. That's Pebbles, Melissa, Wiggy. Okay. So the president was having an exchange with a CNN reporter yesterday. You know he's not a fan of CNN.
Hates CNN.
And the dude wasn't even being, like, mean, but I like how he, like, stood up to him. Like, you know, the president was trying to, you know, he's trying to, like,
shut him down.
Yeah, shut him down. And then dude wasn't having it. Listen to this.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
Let me ask
you,
if I may ask one other question. Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that...
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you?
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
He calls somebody else a rude, terrible person.
When you're the president, that's the one position of power where you should be able to, like, tell someone, all right, stop, let's move on, and they listen to you. When you can't do that as the president, like, that's bad. Because, you know, there are times that you want to go off on a boss. You know, some people do, some people don't. I like when I'm there and I see people doing it because it's fun to witness. But, yeah, like, if you can't exert your authority as a president, man, you just lost it. You just completely lost it. So I want some stories of times that you've gone off on, and I got some other funny audio here that I'm going to play for you next.
You have the right to do it. You know that.
Yeah, well, I want stories if you've done it. 617-288-1969. You're saying you do have the right to
do it? Yeah, if you feel like what you believe is right, then go for it. I balked on my head coach when I was in Minnesota.
Really?
I came off the sidelines. And he was yelling at me and all types of stuff. And I was in the right because it was another guy. It was a blitz pickup. And I picked up the right guy. And he was like, you didn't pick up this guy. I told him, I said, shut the F up. I picked up the right mother. You know, so we got into a shout match.
Really?
Yes. But I felt like I knew I was in the right.
So now, did you? Because my thing is, I've done it too, but I always calculate in my head before I go off. I'm like, all right, hold on a second. Let me weigh the pros and cons here. Do I have a little bit of juice here so I won't get immediately fired? Like, are they going to listen to me? Mm-hmm. Did you do any of that as you were walking off the field? He started yelling, or were you like, went off and then thought, oh my God, I might get released?
No, I felt like I knew that, like, I was in the right, so I knew I wasn't wrong. So once he saw it on film, and it's part of it. If you, like, why can't you yell at your boss? Your boss can yell at you if you do something wrong, so it's a back and forth street.
Yeah, I mean,
you do run the risk of getting fired. They ultimately hold that power.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, if you feel like what you believe in is right, I say go for it.
You just got to make sure, man, that you have, you know, you have a little bit of juice to back it up. Because
I wouldn't yell at Belichick.
Yeah,
it was different.
Here's some audio of a.
This is so great.
He's a security guard. And honestly, I don't even know what this dude was getting reprimanded for, but just listen to this.
So why you didn't come tap me? What you
why
taking
should I
a picture?
Why do you have to take a picture and send it? Without your supervisor here. So why
I don't
you
have a supervisor.
Me?
I quit.
Okay, this job.
So then. Is this the audio here of him going on the intercom now? Is this next one him going on the intercom? No, you got to put the intercom. Him yelling. He goes on the intercom on the store.
It's like one of those. It's not like a Walmart, right? But it's kind of something similar to that.
But doesn't he go off on her next, though?
Yeah, I got some more of him going off on her.
You want to send a picture in an email and versus you could tap me and say, hey, what's going on?
I'm
going
to ask you to leave the store.
You. You too. Both of y'all. I quit this whole ass job.
I love that. That's the best part of these, because you always hear stuff like this happening. It's that All of this is after they got fired, where it turns into, F you, I quit. It's like, no, you didn't quit. You just got fired.
Yeah.
But he wants to make, it's kind of like a breakup. Like, no, you didn't break up with me. I broke up with you. I'm leaving.
It almost sounds like he knows he was in the wrong, because like, it almost sounds like he was sleeping in the job. Like, oh, you couldn't have tapped me and woke me up and said, hey, come on, let's go. It was like, you got to take a picture and then try to send it to the supervisor.
He woke up and saw the email of him sleeping. And he's
you,
like,
you want to send a picture and an email and versus you could tap me and say, hey, what's going on?